and ask God's blessings on our time. Father, we thank you and we bless you for this day. We pray now, God, that everything that we do and everything that we say will be pleasing in your sight. Have your way, Lord, as your word goes forth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever faced something that was just overwhelming, just wiped you out, just took up all of your bandwidth, situation or circumstance that you were just completely lost as to how you were going to deal with it or how you were going to get through it? My brothers and sisters, many of us go through those things in life on a regular basis, and those things can hinder us, those things can hamper us, those things can come at us, whether they are physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. One of the things, though, that I've discovered that really had me a little befuddled, and maybe the same for you, was my stronghold. Like when I really started looking at my stronghold, and I know some of you think you're so spiritual that you don't have one, right? But when I started really praying, started really asking God, really asking him to show me my stronghold, I realized that part of my struggle with overcoming my stronghold was it had been with me so long that I thought it was part of who I was. I had like taken this personal identity with my stronghold. As a matter of fact, when I would describe myself, I didn't even realize I was describing myself by my stronghold. And I came to the conclusion that sometimes even our strongholds are really tough to overcome. Like our strongholds can be really strong. They can really hold on. Because watch this. If that's your identity, the last thing you want to do is give up your identity. I'm shy. I'm a quiet guy. I'm an introvert. Didn't realize that a lot of that was attributed to my stronghold of fear of rejection. So I claimed it as who I was instead of looking at who God made me to be. Today, for a few moments, I want to encourage somebody. I want to remind somebody of a simple truth that I believe will help you to live an even better life. I want to talk to you today from the thought, what to do when your stronghold is too strong for you. We just came through our stronghold period, and for some of you who are in-rooted, you were exposed to your stronghold for the first time. For those of us who are veterans and we have been through it and maybe led somebody else through it, we're still fighting that stronghold or maybe discovering some new strongholds, right, that we have to overcome. But here's the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes that stronghold can seem a little too strong for you, and you don't know what to do to combat it. Our text today is Psalm 121. If you have your outlines, would you say amen? If you need an outline, raise your hand and the ushers will get one to you. This psalm is part of the Songs of Ascent. The pilgrims going to Jerusalem to worship the Lord would sing this kind of song as they made their way to Jerusalem. Now remember, Jerusalem is up on a hill. If you've ever gone to Jerusalem, Jerusalem is on a hill. And so in order to get to it, you've got to go up, which signifies whenever you move towards God, you go up from where you are to get to where God is. And whenever you leave Jerusalem, you're leaving God and you've got to go down. And the Bible says that this psalmist in Psalm 121 understood this kind of pressure. This psalmist understood what it meant to be walking in dangerous territory. This psalmist understood what it meant to have to walk through where there were animals that were looking to prey on victims. And so as he is sojourning, this 121st psalm becomes a psalm of encouragement. An encouragement not by the question that is asked, but by the answer that is given to the question posed to us. Here's the first thing I want you to see. If you're going to know what to do when your stronghold is too strong for you, number one, when your stronghold is too strong for you, you need to look up to the Lord for support. You need to look up to the Lord for support. Psalm 121, verse 1, the ESV translation says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, when the psalmist wrote this psalm, it's important for you to read this psalm correctly in terms of punctuation. The psalmist doesn't say, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help coming from the Lord, as if my help is coming from the hills. No, read it and read it carefully. You will see there is an interrogative there as the psalmist says, from whence comes my help? Everybody can look up to the hill. Everybody doesn't know from whence comes their help. So he asks a question, from whence comes my help? He could be looking at the hills as a look of danger because the hills were where robbers and bandits and those who were looking to take advantage of other people on their way to Jerusalem would take advantage of them. Or he could look at the hill as a hill of devotion because Jerusalem sat on a hill. Mount Zion was the highest point, and it was where God's temple stood. The psalmist says, my hope when I look is not in the hills. My hope is in the Lord. See, the hills represent human strength, natural beauty, physical elevation, but none of those things can help you in a spiritual battle. Let me put a quarter in the meter and park right there. You can go to any of the most beautiful sites and landscapes in the world. If you take your strongholds and your burdens and your problems in tow with you, go out to the Grand Canyon, go to any of the wonders of the world, go to Egypt and look at the pyramids. Guess what? None of those vestiges, none of those views will change the towing of the strongholds and the burdens you've been carrying in your life. He says you can't look to the things that are around you. You can't look to the things that are behind you. You can't look to the people who are next to you. He says, you've got to learn how to lift your eyes and look to the Lord. See, when your stronghold is too strong for you, you need a helper that's higher than your mountain and stronger than your stronghold. So he asks the question at the end of verse 1 and then boldly answers the question that he asked in verse 2. Where does my help come from? Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord. Not a Lord, but the Lord, the tetragrammaton, YHWH, the unspeakable name of God, the God who was in the beginning before the beginning began, the covenant keeping God, the God who created the heaven and the earth. He says, my help comes from God. And if he made the heavens and the earth, he can handle whatever happens in heaven and on earth. My brothers and my sisters, one of the things I want to encourage you to do today is to stop looking around you for the solution of what's going on inside of you. So many times we look to other people to give us a solution, and the problem is they're going through problems on their own. We're going to them saying, hey, can you help me out with this? And they're looking at us saying, hey, I need some help with this. God says you've got to stop looking around you, behind you, and beneath you, and start looking above you. Because that's where your help is going to come from. A few years ago, a rock climber got stuck halfway up a mountain. The rock climber was too far up to go down, too far down to reach up. His only option at that point was to radio for assistance. And when he sent out the radio distress call, help came in the form of a helicopter. When that helicopter got close enough, they lowered a rope for him to grab hold of and tie onto him so they could lift him to safety. He knew his safety, his relief, his his being saved was not going to come beneath him, and it sure wasn't going to come from those around him. He had to call somebody who could lift him out of his situation. And my brothers and sisters, I believe that's what God wants somebody to know today here under the sound of my voice. God wants you to know that he's available to lift you if you look your eyes up to see the source of your help. When your stronghold is too strong, stop looking around you, stop looking down, and start looking above. Don't rely on human solutions for divine problems. Your friends may mean well, but they're not your savior. Your resources may help, but they're not your redeemer. The strength you need doesn't come from the hills of human wisdom, wealth, or willpower. It comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Look at Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. Let's read it together. Our worship of idols on the hills and our religious orgies on the mountains are a delusion. Only in the Lord our God will Israel ever find salvation. Only in the Lord your God will you find salvation. Here's the second thing. Number two, when your stronghold is too strong for you, you need to lean on the Lord for stability. You want to look up to the Lord for support, but you got to learn how to lean on the Lord for stability. Everybody say lean. Watch what the text says. Verse 3, Psalm 121. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The image shifts from looking up to leaning on. He says it's a great thing to start by looking up, but now once you look up and recognize the source of your strength, you got to lean on the strength that God provides. I was traveling in some rough terrain area, and they made available to us walking sticks. Walking sticks. They almost, in appearance, look like those sticks that skiers use. But they're used to help you hold your balance. And as you're walking on rugged terrain and the rocks are shifting and steps are uneven, you might stumble and fall. I know some of you who are younger, you might not see the need for walking sticks. But as you get older, you want a walking stick or two to help you. Yeah, because, you know, see, when you're young and you fall, you get up while you're falling. You know, you don't even hit the ground. You already, boom, popping up. And when you get older, you fall in slow motion. You have an entire conversation with yourself before you hit the ground. Oh, no, I can't believe I did this. This is really going to hurt. I hope it does not cause any extensive pain or damage to my physical body. Boom. You had that whole conversation before. Come on, somebody help me in here. You had that whole conversation before you hit the ground. Well, a walking stick would help you keep your balance when you're walking on shifting rocks. It's even more important on that surface than having a cane is, because the rocks may shift and you may shift, and you need something to hold on to. You need something you can lean on. Watch what the text says. Look at Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden on the Lord. Can I tell you something? As the Lord just brings this to my mind, there's somebody in here, you are working way too hard to carry the burdens you should be casting. Yeah, here's what I mean. You know, when I was real young, I want to carry every bag, you know, and I was broke too. And so, you know, we get to the airport or something, man, I'm going to carry, I don't care, 15 bags. I'm piling them on. I'm going to carry everything. Right? Because I felt like I had the responsibility to carry all of the bags. as I've gotten older now, I don't carry, I cast. I look, come on, somebody knows what I'm talking about. I look, hey, that car's empty. Come on, I need some help right here. Take it all. Take it all. Yep, no, take my backpack too. Take it all. Can I get on? Take all of us. Because I'm not looking to carry, I'm looking to cast. God says some of you are busy carrying when you should be casting upon him all your cares, all your burdens that you're carrying. I got on the elevator one time and I was, man, going up to one of the top floors in the building. It was one of those elevators where, you know, if you want to go to floors 1 through 12, you get on this elevator. If you want to go through 13 to 25, get on this elevator. If you want to go to, you know, the up, go on this elevator. And I got on the elevator and I was holding my briefcase. And it was like the Holy Spirit said, what's wrong with this picture? I'm holding my briefcase. I'm on the elevator. And the Holy Spirit said, what's wrong with this picture? And I said, Lord, what's wrong with this picture? And the Lord said, why are you still holding your bag? Why are you still carrying your bag and you on an elevator that's carrying you and the bag? Why would you carry when you're already being carried? Some of y'all still didn't get it. All I hear God telling somebody is, why are you carrying burdens when I'm carrying you? God says, I'll carry you and the burdens if you cast your cares upon me. So here's what the psalmist says. God is watching over you. And watch what he says. The psalmist uses the word keep or keeper 6 times. I'm going to talk more about that later on. It's the Hebrew word shamar, and it means to guard, to protect, to watch carefully over. It's the picture of a watchman who's on a wall, who never takes a break, who never goes to sleep, who's making sure you are guarded and looked after and taken care of all night long. Here's what the text says. The text says that our God neither slumbers nor sleeps. My late pastor, Dr. A. Lewis Patterson, the Mount Corinth Church here in Houston, used to always say, if God neither slumbers nor sleeps, there's no need in both of us staying up all night. He says, let God stay up. Why are you walking the floor and God's already got the floor covered? Why are you up worrying when God is already working it out? See, when your stronghold shakes your stability, God's grip doesn't slip. His attention doesn't drift. His protection doesn't pause. You can lean on God because he doesn't nod off when your life gets difficult. While you're pacing the floor at midnight, he's still on watch. You can sleep tonight because your keeper is always awake, watching over you. You can rest because the Lord never rests. You can even keep your eyes on God even when the enemy wants to distract you, because you know God is taking care of everything your enemy is trying to use to distract you. Boy, I hope somebody gets a good night's sleep tonight. Because you've been staying up worrying, praying, worrying, crying. And God says, why are you staying up? Because your staying up does nothing to change what I'm already working out. Look at Psalm 69, verse 6. Our lives are in his hands, and he keeps our feet from stumbling. Proverbs 3, beginning at verse 24. Let's read it together. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. When you look up, you find help. When you lean on him, you find stability. But there's one more thing I want you to see. Look at number 3. When your stronghold is too strong for you, you need to trust in the Lord for security. You need to trust in the Lord for security. Look up to the Lord for support. Lean on the Lord for stability and trust in the Lord for your security. Watch what the text says. Verse 5, Psalm 121. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Here the psalmist paints a picture, a complete picture of divine protection. Watch what God says. The Lord is your keeper. He is your personal guardian. Not just Israel's God, he is your keeper. He is the shade on your right hand, the right hand symbolizing strength, skill, and defense. Shade provides relief from the scorching sun of the desert. It means God is close, personal, and present. Then he uses an idiom, the sun and the moon. The sun shall not strike you by day or the moon by night, signifying that dangers both day and night may come, but God's care covers you 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Then watch what the word says. The word says the Lord will keep you from all evil. Not meaning you will never experience trouble, but that trouble will never separate you from his care. Then he says, keep your going out and your coming in. He will keep your going out and your coming in. Every aspect of your life from beginning to end, God's keeping power is total and timeless. Listen, six times in eight verses, the word keep or keeper is used, which is sending you a message. If six times in eight verses the word keep or keeper comes up, it's because God wants you to know he is a what? He's a keeper, that he will keep you. He will keep you from, he will keep you through, he will keep you. Matter of fact, let me stop right there, because some of y'all are looking saying, okay, that sounds good, he will keep me. No, let me go back. He has been keeping you. Yeah, some of y'all have missed the past blessings of the Lord on your life. You can't celebrate his present blessings because you missed the past blessings. He has kept you. Oh, the song said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Grace brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. That's my past already covered. And he's already assured my future. Somebody just needs to trust him in the present. And I know it's hard to trust God when your problems seem so big and your issues seem so insurmountable. And it's more than you can imagine. And God says, no, I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me, because just like I kept you in the past, I didn't bring you this far to leave you now. I know it's tough. That's why I need you to lean on me for stability. That's why I need you to trust in me for your security. Because he is the keeper of your soul. During the Gulf War, soldiers had to be trained and outfitted with special gear to withstand the heat of the Middle Eastern desert. They wore heat-reflective coverings to shield them from the desert sun. The covering didn't remove the heat, and it didn't take them out of the heat. It protected them while they were in the heat. God doesn't always remove your problem, but he covers you and protects you in the midst of your problems. He is your shade, your shelter, your keeper, and your strong tower. You may not understand what God allows, but you can always trust who God is. My pastor, Dr. E.K. Bailey, used to say you have to learn how to trust God's heart, even if you can't trust his hand. In other words, you might not understand what he's doing, but you got to understand and trust that God is doing what's in your best interest. He doesn't promise a life without storms, but he promises to keep you safe in the midst of your storms. He doesn't promise to keep you from every battle, but he will keep you through every battle. See, your stronghold may feel unbreakable, but I'm so glad that I've got a Savior who is unconquerable. Have I got a witness here? When you can't climb your mountain, thank God he carries you. When you can't protect yourself, thank God he covers you. And when your stronghold feels too much for you to handle, thank God it's not too big for God to handle. Don't give up. Just look up. Don't back down. Just lean on the Lord. Don't fall back, but put your trust in God. Because when you can't stand, the Lord will stand with you. When you can't fight for yourself, anybody know God will fight your battles. When you can't keep yourself, he will keep you. He's your keeper. When life shakes you, your shade, when life gets hot, your shield, when life strikes hard, and your shelter in the time of storm. The same God who kept Israel is the same God who will keep you right now. If he did it before, have I got a witness here? He can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. I said if he did it before, he can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. So when your stronghold feels too strong, when your burdens feel too big, when your mountain feels too high, when your heart feels too heavy, remember your help is still in the Lord. Your hope is still in God, and he is the helper that will hold you through everything you go through. When your footing gets feeble, when the rock is too hard to climb, when your fear is too much to fight, he has the power. I said he has the power to do what no other power can do. Have I got a witness here? When you can't, God can. When you can't carry it, God can carry it. When you can't fix it, God can fix it. When you can't see your way, God can see your way. When you can't hold on, God can hold on to you. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody ought to rejoice today because he can keep you from falling. That's what Jude said. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you blameless before the presence of his glory with joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, both now and forevermore. God will, if you trust him and never doubt. Anybody a witness in here? He will. He will. He will bring you out. Thank God our help comes from the Lord. The one who made the mountain can move the mountain. The one who made the sun can shade you from the sun. The one who made the night can help you navigate through the night. The one who made the earth can order your steps on the earth. Thank God. My help comes from the Lord. Same God who kept Abraham on Mount Moriah. Same God who kept Moses on Mount Sinai. Same God who kept Elijah on Mount Carmel. Same God who kept Jesus on Mount Calvary is the same God who is keeping you right now. Somebody ought to praise him today. I said you ought to praise him today. Somebody ought to praise him because he's your keeper. Somebody ought to praise him because he's your helper. Somebody ought to praise him because he's your shade. Somebody ought to praise him because he's your shelter. Somebody ought to praise him because he's your strength. Somebody ought to praise him because he's your leaning post. He's your stability. Because the one who said, I will keep you, is the one who said, I'll be with you. And sometimes you get so confused, you stop remembering who it is that's doing the keeping. And you got to be reminded that it's been God and God alone. Amen. Father, thank you for being our keeper today. Thank you for being our helper. For being our protector. When life's strongholds rise against us, when difficulties come to debilitate us, when burdens come to weigh us down, teach us, God, to lift our eyes to you. When our feet slip, steady us with your unfailing strength. When our hearts are fearful, shade us beneath your covering grace. Keep us in our going in and our going out. Today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, I wonder if you would stand on your feet right now and just worship for a moment. Just worship for a moment and recognize that all your help comes from the Lord. Come on, sing, Miss Adria.
Mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep.
He doesn't slumber or sleep.
For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade.
Everybody in
for
here.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon,
nor
by,
the moon
night.
By night.
He shall preserve my soul.
Anybody grateful he preserves your soul?
Even forevermore.
Come on, anybody grateful he's been keeping you? Come on, say it together. My help. sing it to yourself.
My help.
Come on, remind yourself. My help.
My help.
All of my help.
All of my help cometh from.
Stay right there. Stay right there. My help. Come on, affirm yourself today. Say, my help.
All of my help.
Somebody, you've been looking to the wrong place, the wrong people, the wrong prescription to find the help that you've needed. And God says your help has been right here all along. You've been staying up all night worrying. Your help has been available right here. Your help comes from the Lord. Today, if you're here, Sister Lesedra and Brother Mark are going to continue to sing. But if you're here today and you've never asked the Lord into your life, I want to give you an opportunity to say yes. The Gladiators are online today. If you'd like to come to know Jesus as your Savior, unite with our church online, or in the sanctuary, you can use that QR code. If you'd like special prayer right now, I don't know what you're going through, but I do know all of your help is in the Lord. It's available. It's accessible. You just have to make the decision to say yes. So if you're listening today and you're online, whatever platform you're on, just put in the link, I need special prayer. I want to pray with somebody. And they'll send you a Zoom link and you can pray with somebody face to face right now, live, wherever you are. If you're here, upstairs or down in the balcony, to my left or to my right, wherever you are, here's what I've learned in life. Many times God will use circumstances to let you know what you can't do, so you'll finally figure out what he can do. And you'll figure out that you can't make it on your own. You need somebody bigger than you are to help you handle life. Don't stand here today and say, Rev, I hear you. Preacher, I got you. And as soon as I get it straight, I'm coming to give my life to God. If you could get it straight, it wouldn't be crooked right now. The fact that it is what it is showing you that you need somebody bigger than you are in life. So as they sing, I want you to come. There are people who are here up front who would love to show you how to ask the Lord into your life, how to have a real relationship with him. Just grab your belongings and say, yep, I'm coming. I want to give my life to the Lord. I want to unite with this church. We're not perfect. We're just an imperfect people serving a perfect God. And we welcome you to join us on this journey. But here's what we do know. We know our help comes from the Lord. That's what we know. We know our help comes from the Lord. It's a simple message. But how many of you know sometimes you just got to be reminded of the simple things? When you're taking stuff on yourself, and you're trying to carry stuff, and you're trying to make sense out of stuff, you just need somebody to remind you that it's the Lord. That it's the Lord who's been keeping you. Come on and come. Don't wait. We won't look at you funny. We'll rejoice when you come. Up in the balcony, come on. Wherever you are. Downstairs, come on and come. I see you coming. Come on.
He shall preserve my soul.
Come on. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Come on.
Even
come on. Somebody give God some praise for our sister who's come. Remind yourself, say, my help. Come on, somebody say, my help. For our sister, I'm just feeling led by the Spirit today to pray for you. Here's what I'm hearing the Lord saying. There's too many of you who are determined to carry what you were never made to carry. You're trying to carry stuff that's too big for you to handle. And God says, when will you stop and let him carry it? When will you stop and let him carry you? I asked somebody the other day how they're doing, and they say, oh, I'm hanging in there. And if you're trying to hang in there, you're still working by your power, instead of learning how to rest in the Lord. I'm trying to help somebody today. Somebody, you came hanging. I want you to leave resting. Somebody, you came carrying. I want you to leave today being carried. Let's pray. Father, I lift before you now all of those under the sound of my voice who have been determined to carry their own burdens and their own problems, their own trials and their own tribulations. God, there's somebody under the sound of my voice, somebody who's watching, who carries their issue like it's a badge of honor, instead of recognizing that it's really a badge of disobedience because they have failed to trust in you. God, for somebody under the sound of my voice who has created a problem and now they are playing the role of the victim, I pray, God, that you would convict them by your Spirit so that they would come clean and be honest with you, if nobody else. And I pray, God, that they would trust you to work out and to fix what has been broken. I pray, God, that they would trust you and rest in you to do what no other power can do, so that you and you alone will get the glory and the honor from it. God, we ask you to have your way today. There are too many of us who look better on the outside than we feel on the inside. There's too many of us, God, it took everything we had just to get here today. God, I pray that you would refill their tank, refuel their faith, and let them leave here today saying with the songwriter, my hope, my help, my faith is in you. God, do what no other power can do. And God, when you do it, by your spirit, just remind them, I told you I could do it. If you trust me, I told you I could work it out. Thank you, because you can bring healing to a wound. You can bring a balm to a bruise. You can bring healing to that which is broken. So God, by faith, we proclaim and profess that all of our help comes from you. Touch as only you can, and we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for our sister who has come. We thank you for those who have come online. We thank you for those who have made decisions in this sanctuary to walk by faith and not by sight. We pray that you have your way, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, everybody sing it. My help. I said all of your help. Don't get mad when somebody can't give you the help that only can come from God. Right? Don't get mad at humanity when they can't give you what can only be given by divinity. All of your help needs to come from the Lord. Amen.
All of my help cometh from the Lord. My help, my help, my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord.
Think about every situation, every circumstance, every trial, every tribulation, every difficulty, and just remind yourself, my help,
all of my help cometh from.
Spouse won't act right. Children won't act right. Sometimes you won't act right.
But my help, all of my help cometh from the.
Come on, one more time. Come on.
His name today. Oh, what a wonderful reminder of where our help comes from. somebody knows that today. I can feel it here in this house. Somebody knows that you didn't do it all by yourself. It has been God and God alone that's got you here today. Thank you, Pastor, for an encouraging word and a helpful word today. Amen, amen. Well, church family, it is time now for our offering. Amen, amen, amen. If you want to give by check or by cash, you can raise your hand. Our deacons will come to you and receive your blessing. If you want to give online, there are 6 ways to do that. It's on the screen now. You can give those, pick one of those ways. We thank you for your obedience in the giving. We thank you for your faithfulness in the giving, because it does make a difference for all God is calling us to do here on this corner of North McGregor and Ennis in the Third Ward. God is blessing us, and it's only because of your obedience, and we thank you for it, and we praise God for you. So just raise your hand upstairs, downstairs. The deacons will come and receive your blessing. Deacons, let's have a word of prayer. I think we got one more coming. All right. Let us pray. God, we come now thanking you for these gifts that are given. It's an expression, Lord, of our thankfulness for all that you've given to us. And so we return it to you, Lord, and we pray that it be used to, first of all, edify your people, give you all of the glory and the honor that you so richly deserve. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. And all right, we are going to recognize our visitors.